Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. And as always, normal data rates apply. So MLB talk, it's going to continue. Time now to catch up with veteran baseball writer who covered the Detroit Tigers for 18 seasons, Danny Nobler. He is the author of his new book, Numbers Don't Lie, talking about the Detroit Tigers. It is a wonderful read that features 50 entries spanning more than 100 years of Tigers magic. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good to have you with us, Danny.
Good to be with you, and thank you so much for that very nice introduction.
Oh, well, it's always going to be fun going around the horn. The Detroit Tigers right now, they are third in the AL Central Division, 34-32. What's interesting is the Tigers had an 8-game losing streak from May 28th to June 5th, but they've been able to get back on track, this mini win streak. What's your view of the Tigers and what you've seen so far this season, Danny?
Well, this is an interesting weekend. The Tigers are in New York, and it's not so much interesting because of that, but more because it ends up with, because of the rain out Thursday night, Justin Verlander pitching the Friday night game tonight against the Yankees. But also, just as important to the Tigers, Victor Martinez coming off the disabled list. And during that 8-game losing streak, it wasn't the only reason for the streak, but certainly one thing people talked about was that the Tigers at the time were playing without two of their highest paid and players that were most expected from. Verlander in the rotation as kind of a co-ace with David Price, and Victor Martinez in the middle of the lineup backing up Miguel Cabrera. And Cabrera is having a fantastic year, but having Cabrera with Yoenis Cespedes behind him is different from having Cabrera with Victor Martinez and then Yoenis Cespedes in that middle of the order. The Tigers, with the three of them, if they're all healthy and performing, may have the best middle of the order in baseball. Similarly, at the top of the rotation, if Verlander is anything like he has been at his best, and maybe that's too much to expect, but even if he's a really, really good starter, then you have him and David Price. It's tough to beat those two at the top of a rotation. So they could be potentially getting ready to go on a pretty nice run if those guys are healthy and perform.
Okay, talking about the production of the Detroit Tigers from their pitching staff and the return. Yes, he is back. Justin Verlander, I mean, in your estimation, I mean, how does he look?
Well, so far, not bad. I don't think he's yet at the point where people would say it's the Verlander of old. I don't know if he ever will be at that point. However, I think he can be very, very effective. The Tiger people said that in spring training, before he ended up being sidelined by a biceps issue that ended up taking a lot longer to heal than they expected
right.
it to, mm-hmm. that they said that he really looks strong and feel really encouraged this spring. His velocity's been pretty good since he came back, and even in his rehab starts, those couple of rehab starts. But I think it's something that people are really going to be watching for, because we know how good Justin Verlander can be. We know how much of an impact he can make. We know what kind of competitor he is. And I think you're going to see a Justin Verlander who feels like he has something to prove. And I think you're going to get the best of whatever his arm allows him to do. It's still an open question of how much that's going to be.
How do you view his return, though? I mean, is it critical? I mean, because the Tigers needed him just to deal with some of the inconsistency in the rotation?
I think it's very important. I think in a lot of ways the Tigers feel that Victor Martinez's return and the ability to keep him healthy and productive is even more important because of the way the middle of their order looks with him and how it sometimes has looked without him. That they haven't, even though Cabrera has been productive, even though they've gotten some production from some of their other hitters too, they haven't had the consistency offensively that they hope to have. Now, they haven't had it in the rotation either, and they haven't really had it in the bullpen. They're a team that they think they should be doing better. When I was in Detroit a couple weeks ago, Brad Ausmus was asked about the expectations that fans have, and he said fans expect this team to do well, and they should, because it's a good team, and I think that's true. And they have to show that. They certainly have plenty of time to show it. I don't by any means rule them out yet, But I think, especially after that 11-2 start, the performance hasn't been good enough yet. And now with Verlander back and with Victor Martinez back, it's the time for them to show they're as good as they say they are.
Veteran baseball writer Danny Nobler is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love to hear from you on this Father's Day weekend at E Radio Sports. You can also go to yahoosportsradio.com. We'd love to give you options as a listener. You can always go back to our podcast, yahoosportsradio.com/podcast, and you can email the show at Alyssa@yahoosportsradio.com. Hey, Danny, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, they can follow me on Twitter, Danny Nobler, K-N-O-B-L-E-R. There's a Danny Nobler author page on Facebook. If they want to get a copy of Numbers Don't Lie, if you're in Michigan, it should be in any bookstore. If you're not in Michigan, you can find it on Amazon, on BarnesandNoble.com, or you can get in touch with me and we can find a way to get you one. I think it's a book that any Tiger fan especially would enjoy, but I think any baseball fan overall.
Absolutely. We're going to get to that here in just a moment. Especially, I mean, if you are a lifelong Detroit Tigers fan, you're going to want to get a copy of this book. But just quickly, talk to us about Miguel Cabrera. I mean, should he be a starter in next month's All-Star game? He's posted those numbers,
I mean, look, I don't. Of all the Royals who have been voted to the top, I think Eric Hosmer is one who it's harder to have a question with, just at least in terms of what he's done. But when you look at what Miguel Cabrera is, it's hard to think of an All-Star game without a Miguel Cabrera.
Right.
Now,
he's
certainly going to be there anyway. But you're talking about one of the greatest players one of the greatest hitters in baseball all time, not just today. You look at the things Miguel Cabrera has been able to do in his career and what he's already done this year. He's terribly impressive. And I think if you ask any manager in the game about facing the Tigers, they look at Miguel Cabrera the same way that managers have always looked at the best hitters in the history of the game. No matter what position you're in the game, you're always aware of how soon Miguel Cabrera is coming up in that Tiger order. Whether you're going to be able to get through the rest of the game without getting to his spot in the order. And that's really what it means to be an absolute top-level hitter.
Are the Tigers, do they have to campaign for Cabrera to get that All-Star vote?
You know what? It's funny. They do campaign for him.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they shouldn't have to, but that's the way the All-Star voting goes. Teams have to campaign for everybody, and the Angels have to campaign for Mike Trout. Maybe that what they've done on the field should speak for itself, but that's just the way it is. I know they are campaigning for him, not just the front office, but also the other Tiger players, and Cabrera campaigns for himself every time he steps up to the plate.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Danny Nobler, the author of his new book, Numbers Don't Lie, The Biggest Numbers in Detroit Tigers History. And as I said, if you're a lifelong Detroit Tigers fan, you definitely want to have a copy of this book. Perfect gift for Father's Day. Tell us about it.
You know, the idea was not to make it a heavy numbers book. It's not. I tell people there's no math required. We do use a lot of numbers. But what we do is we use numbers, many of them you're familiar with. I think everybody who's followed baseball knows 35-5, what the Tigers did at the start of the 84 season. A lot of people, because it comes up so often, know about Denny McClain's 31 wins. What we try to do is we take numbers like that and numbers that you probably don't know as well and use them to help tell the stories of the best players, the best teams, and even some of the worst teams and worst players in Tigers history. And it's meant to be an easy read. It's meant to be a book that you can pick up, put down, and then pick up again. It's meant to be a book that you'll be reminded of some things that maybe you knew about before, and also will tell you a few things that you're going to say, boy, I didn't know that. I'm going to tell my friends about that.
And a lot of highlights. Willie Horton's 36 home runs in 1968, and the foreword is written by Jim Price, former Tigers catcher and longtime commentator for the Detroit Tigers Radio Network. We've been going one-on-one with Danny Nobler, veteran baseball writer. You can also check him out. He's a columnist with the Bleacher Report. Thank you so much, Danny. A pleasure to have you on and a new friend of our show. I hope you had a good time.
Oh, I did. Hey, very good talking to you. Let's do it again sometime.
That, of course, was Danny Nobler, author of his new book, Numbers Don't Lie, Detroit Tigers. And also, we need to take time to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup. Our very own producer, Joe George, Andy Pondillo with his weekly MLB news and notes, Russ Cohen, author of the new book, New York Mets, Numbers Don't Lie. And we also want to say a very special thank you to Charlton Jimerson, former Astros and Seattle Mariners, and go out and get a copy of his new book, Against All Odds, A Success Story. And our first-time guest, Rick Bucher from the Bleacher Report and NBA Sirius XM Radio. Happy Father's Day to all of you out there, and always join us each and every Friday night for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.